For CJLO News, I am Zachary Fortier. Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante was re-elected for a second mandate on Sunday night. Her victory comes after 50 grueling days of campaigning, fending off her primary opponent, Denis Coderre. Plante walked away with around 52% of the vote, while Coderre only received 38. Polls had been favoring Coderre for weeks on end up until the end of October, when Plante got the upper hand. Election night was also a great night for women. Besides Montreal's mayoral race, women were elected as mayors in Longueuil and Sherbrooke. The election in Montreal's Côte des Neiges NDG borough was one of the closest on Sunday night. Projet Montréal candidate Gracia Kasoki-Katawa will become the borough's first black woman elected mayor, winning by 0.46%. In other news, November 8th marks National Indigenous Veterans Day in Canada. Indigenous community members, activists, and leaders have been vocal about the contributions of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit military service personnel. Several small ceremonies were held in cities across the country. Retired Royal Canadian Navy Lieutenant Commander and member of the Peguis First Nation, Bill Shedd, spoke in honor of the soldiers. He said he thinks the duty we have as citizens is at least to remember them, and to remember them sincerely. Indigenous people have often been left out of discussions surrounding Remembrance Day, even though they have contributed so much to Canada's military history. It was announced that Immaquebec employees will be going on strike Monday and Tuesday in protest of what workers are calling bad contracts. The province's blood donation service will see 500 of its workers walk out for a better deal. Workers want to educate donors about what they call their employer's bad faith and stalled negotiations. The union sends strike notices to the Administrative Labor Tribunal, the Ministry of Labor, and Immaquebec on October 27th. Union leaders say that the last salary increase for the agency's employees happened 3.5 years ago. Immaquebec says that meetings with the conciliator appointed by the Ministry of Labor are continuing, and that the steps to find a favorable settlement are underway. For more information, visit cjlo.com/news.